clashes between police and gunmen at an anti-government protest camp in central Iraq have left over a dozen people dead. The violence came after security forces were deployed to dismantle the camp in the city of Ramadi in Anbar province. Police sources say the clashes broke out when gunmen opened fire on security forces. At least 10 gunmen and 3 policemen were killed. The defense ministry says the decision to remove the protest camp came after a deal reached between the ministry, tribal leaders and local government. Now there are also reports of heavy gunfire in the city of Fallujah in the same province. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had repeatedly vowed to remove the one-year-old camp, accusing protesters of stirring strife and sheltering al-Qaeda-linked militants. Sabah Jawad with the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation is with us on the line from London. Mr. Jawad, would you say that this camp or the area has been used as a shelter or as a haven for al-Qaeda-linked militants?
Well, it's been going on for a while. Everybody knows that there are some genuine demands by the demonstrators and some people in the camp. But increasingly, in this environment, we've seen the continuous attack by terrorists from Al-Qaeda and some other groups, not only in Iraq, but Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and the increased activities by this. I mean, you know, this year alone, more than 8,000 people, innocent people, got killed by atrocities, terrorist atrocities as well. And, you know, some people in the camps being utilizing the situation to even wave Al-Qaeda flag. So this was coming, actually. This does not deny the rights of people to demonstrate peacefully and to put their demands to the government. In fact, across Iraq, there are sometimes demonstrations, not only from Sunni community, but the Shia community as well. So the rights of protest should be respected, but at the same time, in this dangerous environment that we're living in Iraq, it's about time we put an end to these people who are utilizing these protests to score points against the government and to inflame tension in Iraq as well. So we saw this was coming, and it's been taking such a long time. And I hope innocent people will not be killed in the process.
We are hearing of this deal as well between the Defense Ministry, tribal leaders and the local government concerning the situation there. Do you think that this deal can help calm down the violent situation that we're seeing in Iraq? Or how dangerous, rather, would you say these terrorist groups are becoming for the country?
His experiences in 2006 and 2007, where a lot of people, Sunni community in their areas, in Anbar and elsewhere, they stood against Al-Qaeda and they fought Al-Qaeda as well. And we see similar signs now, because Al-Qaeda is the enemy not only of the Shia, but they are the enemy of the Sunnis, as we see very clearly now, a pattern emerging in the whole of the Middle East. That Saudi Arabia and Israel and whoever is backing them are intent on creating chaos in the Arab world and putting communities against community. Yesterday we saw explosions and killings in Lebanon, and it's spreading, probably will explode very soon in Lebanon. We've seen the same situation in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and elsewhere in the Arab world as well. There are sinister hands playing very dangerous game in the Middle East,
yes,
led by Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey and those who support them in the West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sabah Jawad with the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, with us on the line from London.